Activity 19. Listen and read. E-waste recycling.
What do we do with broken TVs, computers, phones, and electronic parts? They become e-waste or electronic waste. Most e-waste is thrown away in landfills. However, e-waste can be recycled. Electronic parts have useful metals in them. Energy is used when the parts are recycled to get the metal. But even more energy is needed to get new metal from rocks. So recycling metal uses less energy. It only takes 5% of the energy to recycle the metal in some cans. Metals and chemicals must be removed from e-waste to protect the environment. The chemicals in e-waste can be bad for the water and the earth. Some e-waste has chemicals to stop fires. These chemicals can harm babies. Electronics parts often have dangerous metals. If these metals turn into chemicals in water, they are bad for people. E-waste often has plastic. When we burn plastic, it lets off poisonous gases. When we recycle plastic, it is safer. It takes a lot of energy to make new plastic. Recycling plastic uses only about 70% of the energy. When we make electronics, we also make gases that hurt the atmosphere. We reduce the amount of those gases when we recycle. It's important to recycle e-waste and not throw it away in a landfill. We must also try to make electronics parts that use safer materials. Recycling is good, but reducing is better.